I am. I'll bless you at all times. I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you whether happy or sad. I'll praise you in all that I go through, because praise is what I do. 'Cause I owe it all to you.
Hallelujah.
Praise is what I do, even when I'm going through. I've learned to worship you. Through my circumstance, doesn't even stand a chance. My praise outweighs the bad. I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you whether happy or sad. I'll praise you in all that I go through, because praise is what I do. And I owe it all to you. Praise is what I do when I want to be close to you. I lift my hands in praise. Praise is who I am. I will praise him while I can. I'll bless him at all times. Now I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you whether happy or sad. I'll praise you in all that I go through, because praise is what I do. Lord, I owe it all to you. Praise is what I do. It's what I do. Hallelujah. What's your name? Praise is what I do. Is what I do. Hallelujah. Praise is what I do. It is what I do, is what I do, is what I do, is what I do. Praise is what I do. Is what I do. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Jesus. Praise is what I do. What I do is what I do. 'Cause I vow to praise you, Lord. Through the good and the bad, I'll praise you. Whether I'm happy or sad, I'll praise you. In all that I go through, because praise is what I do, and I owe it all to you. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, Jesus, precious Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Why don't you praise him? Lift your voice this morning and praise him. Lift your hands and praise him. Praise him. Why don't you praise him? Praise him. Jesus, precious Savior, he's worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, he's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Why don't you praise him? Yes, Lord, we praise him. Praise him. Why don't you praise him? Jesus, hallelujah. Jesus, wonderful counselor. Jesus, wonderful savior. Jesus, strong tower. Jesus, miracle worker. Jesus, way maker. Hallelujah. Jesus, sometimes you just gotta call him. Jesus, oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Yes. Jesus. There's power in his name. Jesus. He will move mountains. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. Blessed Savior. He's worthy to be praised. Yes, he's worthy to be praised. Oh, TMZ family, you better lift up your hands and give God the praise today.
Of the same, he's worthy. Jesus is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. In all things, give him glory. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Blessed
hallelujah.
Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah,
oh,
he's worthy,
you,
hallelujah.
Good morning, whoever's working the board. Sharon, we can't hear you. Minister Sharon, if you're praying, we can't hear you. Unmute yourself. Evidently, she can't unmute. Somebody working the board has muted
Praise
out.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Dr. McKay?
I can hear you, Minister Brenda.
Praise God.
She was not. Keep going, Minister Brenda. She was not on the moderator line, and I don't have the board up. So if you could go on. Please.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your awesomeness, and we glorify you, Father, for being the Most High God. We thank you, Lord God, for this day you have made just for us, that we would rejoice and praise your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Lord God, because this Monday morning, Lord God, we'll be careful, Lord God, to look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith, in every single thing that we do this day. We thank you, Father God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We honor them, Lord God, this 10th year, Father God, celebrating in you, Father God, what you have done for them and through them. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that our hearts will be open to receive what you have for us this day. Bless the minister, Lord God, that's going to come forth with your word. Anoint as well as you have appointed that we all will receive what the Spirit has for us today. Bless Artist's life in its entirety. Bless Mother Josie, Father God, as she's been celebrating her birthday, we ask that you continue to strengthen her. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will all say hallelujah and amen. I'll now turn it over to our host. Is our host there? Well, praise God, praise God. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell residing here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and we are just praising the Lord this morning. Yes, yes, yes. Praise is what we do in all we go through. Hallelujah. I want to thank Minister Tiffany for starting us off, bringing us before the presence of the Lord this morning, and Minister Sharon just ushering us before the Lord with the greeting. And we just thank God for the unity that we have here on the Master's Call. And we want to celebrate you for being with us, joining us this Monday morning. Let me share a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010. Yes, we are in our 10th year on this 10th month, and we're so excited about what God is doing. And Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon are our co-founders who started this call 10 years ago. And we're so grateful that they stood on the scripture, Psalms 88:13.
Hello.
Yes? Where it says,
I'm
but to you.
I'm going to take over since you took over for me. Thank you. Thank you. And the scripture, the Psalms 88:13 says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website is themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived there. Anything you want to know about the Master's Call, you want to know about our the speakers, their bios are there. Just go to www.themasterscall.net. Our theme for the year is, with supernatural eyes of faith in us and through us, the evidence of greater works must be released and seen. And if you feel led to sing like our songbird, the only our original songbird did this morning and usher us in, if you feel like greeting or hosting on this call, please contact us at info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net, where Dr. Vanessa and our prayer general, who does everything on this call, will contact you. Well, the thread that brought us all together is a wonderful company called Artist Life, and it is was established by the Diaz de Leon family, and we are now known as Artist Life, like I said, and where we have great products that help the world become healthier, and we believe that they're the greatest products on this side of heaven, as coined by our own Minister Brenda Terrell. Well, the morning motivational call, which is the artist call, is immediately after this call, Monday through Friday, where a great team of leaders will give you vital information on the benefits, yes, the benefits of this wonderful artist company. And that number is 712-770-4005. That's 712-770-4005. And 294-617#. And if you're having trouble accessing these calls, we have a bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707. And today is Monday, our Inspirational Monday, and it is always founded or hosted by our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we also have a pastor or minister from this call who gives a great message, and I will give you the person who is ministering today right after the message. Well, I know that you have come today to hear a word from God. I know that you have come to praise, because as you came on, you were praising, you were exhorting this morning. Well, this morning we have someone that doesn't mind praising, doesn't mind exalting, doesn't mind fasting, doesn't mind preaching, doesn't mind shouting, hallelujah. And this is one of our co-founders this morning. And we are waiting to hear a word from her. You can go to the website and get her bio this morning, but the time is well past this morning, so I'm just going to call her up front. She's anointed and appointed, none other than my angel, hallelujah, Dr. PK, Mother Dimples, are you there this morning?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I tell you, Minister Sharon Stowers, I thank God for you. You are indeed, I reciprocate, my angel. I thank God for you. I'm going to ask that you three, if you can, Minister Rosalind, it's good. If you can't, I understand you're getting ready for work or even at work, but I want the three of you guys to get ready right after I get my introduction right quick here. I want you to come in and you all just do some of that praise is what I do, and Jesus is worthy to be praised, because that Minister Tiffany Lauderdale just took us right there, but I want us to reside there just for a few moments. Minister Sharon, I love and appreciate you. Thank you so much. Minister Brenda, you are just always Johnny on the spot. I thank God for you. Thank God for you. to each and every one of you, especially those who I've invited today to be a part of this 10th year anniversary celebration throughout this month. I want you to know that I thank you. I heard you, Miss Sonya Green, out of North Carolina. I also heard you, Lakeitha, from Texas. I am so glad that you all are here. God has wanted to do something for us. You all, I know he does. And we need to be ready for what he is doing and want to do for us. I want you to turn to your Bibles as our psalmist will come and sing. I want you to turn to Ezrael, the 8th chapter, and just began reading it. But the verse that I'm going to concentrate on just for about 5 minutes will be the 21st verse. And my subject this morning is going to be worship and word. Worship and word as we cross over. Worship and word. This morning is, and last night has been pretty stressful for me in that yesterday as I was preparing to do the Inspirational Sunday message with my dear, I call him my son, I call those children, I'm just having so many children these days. We were getting ready for that program, and I got a call from Memphis, Tennessee, Mother Julia Ward, to let me know that she had just gotten back from the hospital, and Bishop Ward, who has been so instrumental in my ministry, allowing me to come there to Greater Harvest and preach, and just blessed me so, and just so many wonderful things down through the years. Fell, hit his head. They had to do surgery to release the pressure and all of that. And he had about 6 seizures yesterday. At the end of all of it, they finally said there is nothing that they can do, and they talked to his son, who is now pastor, and I talked to Renata last night, Pastor Renata, and then went on to be with Mother, and I knew she would be up all night praying and everything, but he called us to a fast, and that's what this message was birthed out of. I just wanted you to kind of get an introduction as to where I'm going with this morning. I need you all, Tiffany. I need you, Sharon. I need you, Rosalind. I need you this morning. I need you all to come and breathe a little bit on me with praise, okay? You all are on right now.
Praise is you, even when I'm going through, what love you were, love you. In my circumstance, I will praise you while I can. I'll bless you at all times, 'cause I bow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you, whether happy or sad. I'll praise you in all that I go through, because praise is what I do. Yes, we owe it all to you.
Praise him. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. We are to praise him. Oh, Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy
to be praised.
Hiya. Glory.
Oh, God is my rock. Yes, you are. And my hope of salvation. Oh, he's a strong deliverer. Oh, yes. Oh, and him will I always trust. Yes, glory. Yes, glory. In all things, give him glory. Lord Jesus, oh Jesus,
oh
Jesus, let this Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, Minister Roslyn. Hallelujah.
From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the He's worthy, Jesus is worthy, he's worthy to be praised. Praise him, O Lord, praise him, praise him. Praise him, Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised.
Hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to call him Jesus.
Jesus. Come on and call him, the three of you.
Call him.
Jesus. Come on, come on.
Call his name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Everybody call him. Call
Jesus.
Him. We need him this morning. We need him.
Jesus. Call his name, Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus, just say it again, Jesus.
Jesus,
call him like you love him.
Jesus,
hallelujah, call his name,
Jesus.
Yes, there's power in his name.
Jesus,
and he's worthy of our praise. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised.
Thank you, God.
So put your hands together and give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy, worthy, worthy. Down through the years, hallelujah, you've proven yourself to be worthy, worthy, worthy. Ah, thank you all so much. That blessed my soul real good this morning. Bless the name of Jesus. Many of us have been going through during this year, 2020, we have seen more deaths than we have ever seen. We find ourselves in a place of grief and grieving as we have never been before. Before we can finish one thing, we are into another. Before we can funeralize one body, there is yet still another. The question is, how long, God, how long? Hanging on by our fingernails, wondering if we are going to last. But I come this morning to bring you some good news. Somebody said, tell me, Dr. Roberts, I need some good news this morning. Well, when we study history, we see that the children of God, the men and women of God, who have their basic identity in God, ways appear to have been some assault upon the identity of God's people. There have always been constant and threat, but thank God that I read the end of the book. Somebody said, no, that I'm telling the truth. We are more than victorious. Somebody said, whether we die or whether we live, hallelujah, the blessings of God still rest upon the children of God. We are still, I want you to know, victorious. Yes, we are. Well, in this book of Israel, I want you, Ezra, I want you all to look at it with me as I am going to do what I believe that God has called me to do, and that is to remind us that down through history, the men and women of God have always done two things to keep themselves steady, and one happens to be worship. I thank God for Minister Tiffany, who came and as the worshiper and the leader of my dear sister and I, Dr. Vanessa. I thank God for her. Without her, you all, there would not be the TMC. Glory be to God. She's rocked this baby down through the years. When I was off the ship, she was there still steering the ship. And so I stopped this morning to say we have done some great things, but one of the things that we did not include when we first started was worship, even though she is a much better singer than I am. I make a joyful noise, and I am proud of the noise that I can make, and I believe that God takes it when it reaches his ear and just fixes it so he can just really enjoy it himself. However, God brought us someone who really has worship is what she does, down on the virus fiber of her being, and she brought others along as well. Prayed them along, prayed them up, and they are here. And we thank God for the worshipers. The word of God is what my dear sister does, and I do too. And we have others who have come to dig into the word, to give you the word so that you know that you can make it because of the word of God. One of the things that out of the word God has given me to do, and that is to lead us into places and times of fast. Today, I did not say tomorrow, I did not say next week, I said today. I know some of you have already put something in your mouths, I don't care about that, but today, I am calling you on an Ezra fast. It's a one-day fast. Now, for Ezra, I do really believe that it was a one-day air-putting fast, but I'm not calling you to an air-putting fast. I'm calling you to a water fast today, a fast of nothing but water today, fasting for my dear friend and bishop and family. Yes, Bishop Ward is in the hospital. Yes, he is. However, I'm believing that this fast is for the crossover of all of us as we are closing out. I know it's time, so just wait a minute. I'm going to close out in a minute. Y'all give me this minute this morning. Listen to me. We are at a place in our lives where all of us are getting ready to cross over. We need to know that we want to cross over into the promised land. What is that promised land, Dr. PK? That is the land of the prophecies that have been spoken in your life all down through the years. The prayers that you have prayed and they are still unanswered. Glory be to God. I want you to say, God, I am ready to cross over into the land of my promise. My promise, whatever your promised land is, whatever the promises and the prophecies that have been spoken over you, I want you to be ready to cross over and to receive them, all righty? And so today, we are going to pray and fast on today. I'm calling a corporate fast, a corporate emergency fast, a 911 fast. For us to get ourselves prepared, because number 10 means completion as well. We are completing some stuff so that we can cross over into some new things. Amen. Yes, we are. We are completing this year. We are getting to the end of it. We are getting to the end of this year, and I want us to be ready to cross over into our promised land. And so with that being said, I want all of the announcements to be, you know, curtailed at the end. I want us to pray this thing out, Sharon. I want you to come and just give the number to the call that's coming after this call over at MMC. And we thank God for the extravaganza. You all go over and get all the accolades about that this morning. And then we are going to, glory be to God, get ready, because on Sunday we are going to have our real worship, and you're going to see the flyers coming out for that. And in addition to that, you guys, I want you to know that this week and the rest of the month is going to be absolutely fabulous as God gives us the promises and the prophecies and the prayers fulfilled in our lives. Okay? All right, Sister Sharon, come on. Somebody, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you right now, for you are God all by yourself. I thank you and I praise you for everybody who has a prayer request that they have given here that absolutely need to hear a word from you. We thank you and we just praise you, God, today. For the Ward family, we lift them up. We decree and declare, dear God, that healing belongs to you. It is the bread of your children. Ah, we pray for Greater Harvest family this morning. Bless this morning as only you can in Jesus' name. We love you, God. We thank you, God. We bless your holy name for all that you are doing. There is nothing too hard for you to do. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you. And we give you glory for counting us worthy to be where we are, doing what we are doing for you here in this kingdom. We thank you and we praise you that you've given us just another day to worship and magnify your name. Now, God, go with us. Keep us. Your precious Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us as only you can in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Holy God. Amen, amen, and amen. If
amen, amen.
Number, if you have the number,
number is 712. Can you hear me?
Loud and
can
clear.
Can someone hear me? Okay.
Loud
sorry
and
about
clear.
My phone this morning. 712-770-4005, PIN number 294-617, pound. Again, the morning motivational call is 712-770-4005, PIN number 294-617, pound. And to hear the playback of this call, you would just dial 712-432-1085 and the same PIN code, 957-677. Pound. I believe she dismissed us already. Everybody go out and have a blessed day today and continue to praise as you fast on this great Monday. Hallelujah.